This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Democrats are proposing new rules around federal immigration operations in the state and how local law enforcement cooperates. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports they unveiled a set of bills yesterday at the state capitol.
One would ban state and local officers from wearing masks and would require them to display identification. It would also block former immigration agents from becoming certified as Colorado law enforcement. Representative Yara Zokai is sponsoring the measure.
We find it important to emphasize our law enforcement's responsibility and jurisdiction to uphold our laws.
Another bill would require that immigration detention centers pay for regular state health inspections. It would also require that subpoenas from immigration authorities be made public. A third bill would allow people to sue federal immigration officers in state court over alleged constitutional rights violations.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. After more than 45 years in Colorado Springs, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum is leaving town. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Board of Directors approved a non-binding memorandum of understanding to seriously consider moving the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum to Cheyenne, Wyoming. A development group from the city approached the organization with a relocation proposal last year. The PRCA cited the city's plan to build an administrative building to house its headquarters and no state income tax as reasons for the move. The Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum has called Colorado Springs home since 1979. The anticipated move is set for 2029. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. At lower elevations in Colorado, high temperatures are generally in the 50s today.